We are in Kuta, and it is dead, isn't it?
Well, it's got more life to it than Sengigi.
Yeah, a bit more life than Sengigi.
A strip in Sengigi.
Sengigi Gigi.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we've arrived.
It's a bit more surfer.
A bit more surfer vibe.
There's some nice looking bars though. And stuff up there.
There's some nice places we haven't really seen. I suppose we've very quickly looked at the beach, but haven't really seen much of it. But we're in a restaurant that's
seeked out the cheapest Gado Gado we can find.
Literally, it's 2 for 1 on Gado Gado, 20,000 for two. And we're here, and there's literally no one else in the restaurant.
Could be really shit.
But we don't know yet. I think it's going to be really good. Fingers crossed, anyway. Just got to a beach just outside of Kuta, and we are the only people on it, and it's like this beautiful long off-white sand, turquoise bay, very reminiscent of Saw Mill and Salcombe actually in Devon. It's beautiful, and there's waves crashing in the distance, and honestly we're the only people here, and it's beautiful. It's a bit of a weird road to get here though. Kind of half the road's not even been built yet and very confusing. But still beautiful. It's Thursday morning in Kuta. On the bike yesterday, we found another beach after the first abandoned beach. We found one called Pantai Tanjung An, which was just around the corner along a really shit road, potholes everywhere, but suddenly we appeared on this amazing bay with a few people, a few kind of little stands selling food and drink. And it's Thursday morning right now. We're going to head off to that beach, have a little sunbathe and chill, and then we're going to go on a little walk along the headland because there's a really beautiful craggy headland with people that we could see on it yesterday. So we're going to go there and have a little explore today. Tanjung An right now, and hands down it's one of the nicest beaches I've been to. Ellie's just smiling at me from her sunbed, she's reading. It's like a beautiful almost complete circle with a tiny little inlet at one end, pristine white sand that's incredibly soft and light on your feet, fairly clear water, very turquoise, but not as clear as in the Gillies. But there's a really beautiful headland. It looks almost like the figure from Moana, and the Disney film Moana. There's a mythical female that is kind of the goddess of the sea. She rises up from her resting place, and it almost there's a headland that almost has the same resemblance to her, or sort of a woman laid down, which we're going to climb up later and go for a little walk. But yeah, it's absolutely stunning here. Really beautiful. So we're climbing up the headland between Tanjung An, which is the beach we've been on sat on today, and the next cove round, and it's beautiful. There's like there's a view of both bays. The one on the on my right, which you can hear, is kind of waves crashing in off the Indian Ocean, and the one on the right is Tanjung An, and it's just peaceful, quiet, very turquoise. Rain clouds in the distance, jungle around us. It's absolutely beautiful. Wow, look over there to the right, babe. Oh my god, all of this Kuta Bay, isn't it, over there? Wow, amazing views. Oh, it's beautiful.
Amazing.
Best view yet?
Definitely best view yet.
It's going to be even better at the top. Okay, here we go. Almost at the summit. It's not that high. But oh my god, the views are Unbelievable! Oh my God! Wow! Standing at the top, looking down at the bay we've just been in, it's the most beautiful thing. The water's amazing. The surf breaks out in the distance. Oh, this is so beautiful. If you're ever in Lombok, come to the south coast, because this is unbelievably stunning. And it's, yeah, it's just beautiful. Wow. So just continuing around the headland, and the views get better and better. I mean, we're looking down at the lagoon, basically, is what it is. And it's just the most beautiful turquoise bay with these darker, you know, darker areas where the seaweed and coral, and there's buffalo walking around. Oh, isn't this incredible?
It's absolutely amazing. They're all tumbling down the rocks.
Oh no. They're all caked in mud, all the buffaloes. The mid-afternoon mud bath. Joyous. Just coming down from the top of the view, and there's like a music video shoot going on. There's like loads of girls wearing dresses coming up. There's guys with cameras set up. There's a police escort.
What are you shooting?
For Miss Indonesia.
Ah, Miss Indonesia.
Yes. Indonesia.
Wow. Yeah, good luck.
Yeah,
I
hope you win.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
sure.
Hiya, how you doing? Wow, okay, not a music video shoot. Miss Indonesia. Doing a photo shoot at the top of Tanjungan. It's hilarious because they're all being carried up with their dresses around them by helpers.
So they don't get dirty. So they don't trip over as well.
Yeah. Amazing. What a spot for it. Amazing spot for it.
Wow.
Didn't expect that.
It's good to do karate.
Yeah. Kuta, we will miss you, but it's time for us to go. That's the end of episode 6. Next up, we head back to Gili Trawangan.